It's 3:10 a.m. on Sunday, July 5th, 2015. This is the episode for Saturday. Again, a few hours late, but this is the note. It has been a wonderful, glorious, fantastic day. One of those recharging type of days. One of those days I get to hang out with some of my favorite people in the world. One of those days that I get to do an extremely fun, awesome thing and share it with some of my favorite people in the world. One of those days that life just is really worth the hard effort it is at times to get things rolling. And though we deal with mental bullshit, physical pain, and the other assorted rabble of life's negativities, the positive things outweigh them by scores and leaps and bounds. So, what am I talking about? Well, since it is the episode for Saturday, that means it's the episode for 4th of July, and today we had a gathering. How do I put this nicely? For the last 10 years, most of our gatherings have been focused on family, on those of blood, so to speak. Now, friends, they were associated with these events, but they never were the focus. And today, that changed. We had about 6 people over. Some of Patty's oldest friends, some of her former co-workers who are now really good friends, as well as some of her current co-workers who are now becoming good friends. And we're just having an awesome, great time. Two of the people are my friends Becky and Jeff. Becky and Jeff were really awesome. They're two friends who go back way back for their own friendship, and it's been awesome getting to slip into there and, you know, chat with them and pick their brains. They're, let me see them. You might get a little bit of noise real fast with this, but my friend Jeff goes under the pen name of J. Meredith Harmon, and he has the book Sniper and the prequel novella, Murderous Row, available. He actually gave me a copy of the novella. I already had a digital copy of it, but he went ahead and, you know, gave me a signed copy. It was cool. It's also neat to see a friend having actual physical copies of books that he spent time really working on. Well, they're some of my favorite people to talk to because they are writers. Becky doesn't seek full-time publishing status, but I gotta tell you, one of my favorite memories is basically every time we went over to her and Dave's house. Dave's, her husband, came over with today as well. She would read us a chapter or two of one of her novels she worked on. Still working on paying her and trying to get that published because it's really good. And then Jeff getting his own novels out there, and just the two of them are, they give me a lot of brain food when I'm talking about projects. They give me a lot of inspiration, a lot of desire to focus and work harder. Now, mind you, today was not a day to do writing. Today was a day of leisure, relaxation, of friends. And so no writing was done today, but writing chop was talk today, writing shop, rather, if I want to use proper words. And it was just fun getting feedback in terms of what my project goals are for the next month or two, where the RPG concept is at, where the noir cyberpunk fantasy one that I want to work on is also at. That would be the novel I want to work on, but I think I'm going to work on short stories on first. Sorry, I'm kind of mumbling right now. My brain is trying to wrap itself around the conversation from 12 hours ago and kind of memorize those points as it gets to the slightly tired state, slightly less energetic state. But that was just a lot of fun. It was great talking all that. And then we played this really awesome card game called Cards Against Humanity. Now, I'm sure if you listen to this, you probably know who I am. And you're probably in the circles that know about that card game. But just in case you're not, Cards Against Humanity is a party game for awful people with awful senses of humor. Simple gameplay, one person pulls a black card each round. Everybody else tries to give one of their white cards. Everybody has 10. Try to give one of their 10 white cards to answer as a response to that black card. And they're awful. Things like, what's literally worse than Hitler? Possible answers that are really going to win you it are the twin clones of Hitler or Mecha Hitler. Funny stuff. So, the game was a blast. Everybody really enjoyed it. It took a little while longer than I expected it, but we did have 8 players and we went to 10 awesome points. But in general, it was a lot of fun. So, and I will talk more about that probably in the future, but I'm getting to the tired point of this, and I'm just kind of buzzed but tired at the same time, so I think I need to let the brain quiet down a little bit. So, I will say this, though, with how much of a hit that was, I will be buying some expansion packs to that game. It's definitely worth the money, and I think people will definitely appreciate it. So, alright. I will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow should be a busy creative day, so long as my wife doesn't tackle me to do stuff around the house. I've got lots and lots of goals, lots and lots of plans, and I gotta fit them all into probably about a 12-hour stretch of time. So, if I do any gaming tomorrow, it will be a surprise to me. Unless it's like at the very, very, very end of the day. The big, important, extremely important thing I have to do tomorrow is not get on TeamSpeak. Not chat with my friends online. Because if I do, well, if I do, then I'm not going to get stuff done. Simple as that. I need to avoid them at all cost. Can't wait to happen Friday, can't wait to happen Thursday. A little bit of both happened those evenings, and yeah, I'd like to make sure tomorrow is a really awesome day. I got a script to write, you know? So, let's see if we can make it happen. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.